Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
All right, today we're holding Kufya Tes.
Yes.
Just as a Hagdaba, where what we have to say, I just want to read the Mishnah. We go back to Kufya Beis Amid Beis and the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, the reason why I'm going back to Kufya Beis is because of the Girsa. We should really take a look at Kufya Beis Amid Beis. So we should look at our Girsa. Our Girsa is the way we have it. Actually, Hukam HaMishkin, before Hakamis HaMishkin, says, Hayo Abamis Mutaris, the Avaida Mimchairis. As we all know, the Abamis were Mutar, and the Avaida was Mimchairis. Which Avaida are we talking? The Avaida on the central Mizbeah, the Baba Gedolim. The way where we learned it, the way the Keren Ira learns it, the Chasidish. Even though, like we said yesterday, we have a problem in Kufya Ches, it doesn't seem to be Mechalik like that. But that is a problem. Umishahukam HaMishkin Nesra Abobis, okay? Babadim HaKharis, Kachri Kachrim. So what does it tell us? Kachri Kachrim and Achalim Lefnibin Akloim. Kachri Kalim Aritin Mechalim. B'chol Machaneh Yisrael, that they were B'chol Machaneh Yisrael. Ba'ol Gilgal, what happened there? Hutra Abamis, Kachi Kachim, the Cholim Zidim HaKloim, and Kachi Kalim, B'chol Machaneh. Now note, what does it say? Kachi Kalim? Doesn't say anything about Ma'aseh Sheni. Ba'ol Shilo, Nesru Abamis, Elohai Yisham Tikri, Elohai Beis Avadim, Bilvan, good. The Isa Kachin Kachin, the Chalum of Nibra Kloyin, Kachin Kalim, or Meister Shani. There it says already, Meister Shani by Shiloh, Bukhalar Haraya. And then what? Bal and Ivagibine, Hutro Abomis, Kachin Kachin, the Chalum of Nibra Kloyin, Kachin Kalim, Bukhalare Yisrael. Let's say here anything about Meister Shani either. We take a look at the Rashi. See the second column of the Rashi. Kachim Kalim B'chol Makayim. See the top Rashi, or the second column. Kachim Kalim B'chol Makayim. The Kaven Shebaklu Ad the Golim. Behein Hayu Holchay B'chol Haaretz Lekavsha. They were there. The whole Tzvart feared that for whole Eretz Israel. And Rashi says, the Mishnah does not say Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni lo huzkar kan. Why? Because it wasn't Negeya until after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, until after the 14 years. Therefore, by Gilgal, it doesn't say Meiser Sheni. Then what? Of course. And then, what does it say? Bowl and I forgive him. Then what does it say? By Kate and I forgive him, I'm going further down in the Rashis. Bowl and I forgive him. Everybody had that. Kishacharva Shiloh. When Shiloh was destroyed, when Eli died, Nilchach for Nilchach Ha'ara B'Mei Eli. And remember, like we said, went to Kiryas Ha'arim for 20 years. Bolin I V'Givayim K'may Shenemar L'Pasik Yim Lechem Asher Lifnei Hashem Alma Shulchan V'Yisbeach Hasam Habuchar V'Yitchabuchar V'Nai B'Mei Shol. And then what? Hutra Abomis. And then we have another Rashi. Kodshim Kalim B'Chol Arei Yisrael. The Babis were Mutter, Bchalara Yisrael, by Kachim Kalim, Umayser Shady, Parach Mibar Naskei Lahasam. Now, in our Mishnah, we don't have that. Rashi has Umayser Shady. See, when we talk about the Din of Noivah Giva in our Mishnah, we don't have it. See, we go back in our Mishnah that we saw. But we have to have it by Shiloh, of course, to have it by Shiloh, but not by Noivin Givin. The Hiyasa Menucha, then it says, what happened? They came both the Noivin Givin. Hutra Bobis, Kachi Kachim Dechavu Fidimir Akloim, Kachim Kalib, Cholari Yisrael, and it leaves out by Sashedi. We don't have by Sashedi in our Gerson. Rashi has by Sashedi. See, Rashi by Sashedi, Parach Bikmara, Naskei Lahasam, why didn't you go? Naskei Lahasam, why didn't you bring it to Noivin Givin itself? Now, if you take a look over here in the Maseres HaShas, but Ice Tess, what does it say? There it says you have Ice Shady also. You say on Ice Tess in the Maseres HaShas, on the Mishnah says, Kachim Kalim, the Chol Arei Yisrael. See Ice Tess in the Maseres HaShas? The Nusach Acher of Ice Shady. Look at the Nusach Acher. Who's the Nusach Acher? It's Rashi. Rashi learned this. We have a Shaila here, Maiser Shady. So you'll say, all right, so Nafkamina, you guess Maiser Shady. No. That's what we start with today. The Shaila is what happened to Maiser Shady and Noivin Givin. Maiser Shady and Noivin Givin, of course, it does not say it a Gilgal because there was no Maiser Shady. But until after the 14 years. But here you're ready, you're talking 4 centuries afterwards. He came into Eretz Yisrael. They were there 14 years, then 369 years in Shiloh. So you're talking 4 centuries in Eretz Yisrael. And then they came to Noivin Givin, how did they have Maaser Shady? What did they do with it? And it doesn't say anything here. Rashi has the Maaser Shady. Our Mishnah does not say Maaser Shady. That's where we're holding the Kuf Yates. We're holding here Kuf Yates. About 7-8 lines down from the top. Amalei Shlokish L'Rab Yechanan. By Sashedi Nam he leaves me. Why didn't you say by Sashedi? Now Rashi holds. Now Rashi holds. You did say by Sashedi. What? What? Okay. All right. I think I did that. All right. Well, we'll say it. I've got stuff from there. Stuff from there. So what does it say? They came to Noivin Givin, the Bavis became butter, and they had the Bavik Gedola, and where did they eat Kachim Kachim? In Betech HaKloim, where they have Kachim Kalim, Chol Ari Yisrael, but it left out by Sashedi. In our gear, so we left out by Sashedi, remember Rashi has it. Now, the way it learned it, the way this Tana is learning it, the Brisa is learning it, it learns that the Menucha, it learns Menucha is Shilo. El Abnucha is Shilo, Hanachala is Yerushalayim. Says that this in the sequence. Of course, not everybody holds like this. But this is the way we've been, really, the way we've been brought up. Why did it speak it? It's about 2 separate places. El ha-menucha ve-el ha-nachala. 2 separate phrases. El ha-menucha ve-nachala z-yirishalayim la-machalka ve-litein heter ben-zeh lo-zeh. The reason is to divide them up because there was a heter bubis between them. There was a separate halachic status that there was during the interim between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Amalei Rishlokish with the Rabbi Yechanan. What about this? By Sashedi, Nami, Lisni. Why didn't you learn by Sashedi by Noivin Givin? And what would happen by my Sashedi? What would happen? What would want to happen by my Sashedi? It wanted them to be able to eat it in Noivin Givin, the Chayra.
After 14 of Gilgal.
What?
After 14 of Gilgal.
The reason is because, the reason is because it was in proximity. It was in proximity of the Bava Gedola, of the Mishkan. And just like Yerushalayim, the Chiddush of the Mamshin, that the Mamshin is asking this. What's he asking? What's he asking? Let it say Baisu Shady, and what do you do with Baisu Shady? What are you going to do with it? You're going to bring it to you, normally bring it to Yerushalayim, but now there's no Yerushalayim. So what do you do? What am I doing to Baisu Shady? You bring it from all over Eretz Israel, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and over here you bring it to Neif HaGimon. Even though Yerushalayim had Kedusha, and Neif HaGimon does not have any Kedusha, but Afal Pi Kein. He holds that if it's in the proximity of the Makom of where you bring Kachim Kachim and you can eat Kachim Kachim, that itself gave a certain status. I don't know if I should say the word Kedusha, but a certain gave a certain status to the cities of Neif HaGimon, that just like in the Zman of Yerushalayim, you brought Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you should bring it and eat the Maaser Sheni and Neif HaGimon.
Shiloh, you
should have the same thing, right? Is that what it means? Shiloh, the same thing? Yeah, same thing. No, but Shiloh is Shiloh. Shiloh's a different thing. Shiloh, the Bobbis were up. But Shiloh, the Bobbis were us. It was like a miniature at the Yerushalayim. It's different. Over here, the Bobbis were mutter. And therefore, so it makes us give it away. So here the Gemara says, Nachum, the Keva, so what the website says, so it's what the Gemara had, and it's, Yachi, my shame dami, Amalei, my sir, Shav Shav Yaren to Yalfi. The reason you learn how to say a Shav from the Yaren. Keva the Yaren lay Hava. Since there was no Yaren, then I forgive it. Maaser Sheni Nami Lo Havoy. The Maaser Sheni was not there either. You didn't bring it. Bring away Hachi Pesach and Kutchim Nami. Say the same thing, Nami, the Shem Shamei Yaren Yalfi. There you have Pesach Kutchim also from the Yaren. It came on. The Yaren Lo Havoy, the Nami Lo Havoy. They shouldn't be them either. And Avada, they had it. The Pesach and Kutchim. Amalei, the Amalach Amani Reb Shimon He. This goes like Reb Shimon di Omar. Af tzibur lo hikrivu, el pesach b'chayvis hakavod lahem zman. The only, it goes like Reb Shimon who holds that the pesach and the chayvis hakavod lahem zman were able to be brought. Avol hakchayvis she'ein kavod lahem zman. Things that do not have a zman. Let's say, for example, Parham Dover. They could not be brought in Neif HaGimon. And therefore, Maaser Behema, Chaydish Ein Kavu Lahem Zman. Thus, we're talking about Maaser Sheni. But Maaser Behema is a Chayva. And there was not Kavu Lahem Zman. And the Zman of the Iskish Maaser Doga, the Maaser Behema. And therefore, there was no, therefore, so there wasn't a makkah for them to be able to bring it. Let's take a look at the Rashi over here. This describes this somewhat.
My shady is
it's a different thing. There was an Aaron.
It was
great. Wow. It was big, but it wasn't like there. Here, the Aaron wasn't. Here, the Aaron. I hear. But they don't really. It doesn't have the same thing. Nice or shady. That's shady. What we're talking over here is that the Aaron in Shiloh, where was the Aaron in Shiloh?
There.
It was there. At least, most of the time. There were times that it wasn't. By him, I see that Baruch Tavid is smiling because he's referring to a Meshach Chachma in Parshas
Re'eh.
Comes to tell us that there was a certain period in Shiloh that the Bummas were going to be mutter also. The reason is because the Yerushalmi tells us, maybe might as well say it, Yerushalmi tells us in Megillah that the criterion for the Bummas being mutter is whether the Aaron was bin Kaimai or whether the Aaron was not bin Kaimai. It's all totally in the Aaron. If the Aaron is bin Kaimai, the Bummas are also. If the iron is not there, then the bubbis are going to be butter.
Yeah,
now, so there are rayas, so he proves from Sukkim and Sefer Shaifta, and Sefer Yeshua, that there were times, a short period, that the iron was not in Shiloh. And therefore, at those times, the bumis were mutter, at that, even in Shiloh. That's it. You take a look at the Meshech Chochma in Re'eh. You can only get peace the Meshech Chochma. But one second. Of course, so when we're talking about Leif Agivain, where was the Aaron? The Aaron was in Kiryas Yearim, and then what happened after that? They brought it to Ir David. Kivite, so then there was a time when there was a night. Then they all, ultimately, they brought it to Ir David. It was first the 6 months in Ivan Hedo Magiti. And then when it was the place by Aravna, or Arnon, the way it's called, depends on the Bayamim, or Sefer Shmuel, what his name was. And that was in the Ir David. Then finally, they brought it from the Ir David. Now, of course, everybody wants to know, everybody's wondering, why is it that they kept it in Kiryas Yearim for 20 years? Why didn't they bring it into the Mishkan and Naif? I'm sure everybody was always wondering about that. I'm going to tell you, everybody was thought about that. How did it get to Kiryas Yearim? Because the Plishtim sent it. Why did they send it? Not because they became very religious, the Plishtim. It's because they were Magafis, and that they realized that it came because of the... Because they had no business being in possession of the Aaron. So they load it, so they put it on top of a wagon, and it went. And then it went to Kiryas Yearim, since they were Potter. The Magefa by that stopped. So the question we have is, why keep it there for 20 years? Why did they bring it into the Mishkan and Naif? Well, what's happened? This everybody wants to know. It happens to me, and nobody really says they know, but there's just a lot of speculation to it. The one is, from the Doris Rishon of Yitzhak Isaac Halevi, he has a smarter way it should be like that. One says, there are those who hold because they were afraid to have it at night because they held the other one, Kiryasan, was a more fortified place. They held that it was safer there. Baobatish.
Here.
Then, there's another, Yitzhak Isaac Halevi, comes says a different svara why it should be like that. Mamish more esoteric. Because of the way he's saying, it's part of the pasuk, El Hamlucha Vel Anachala. What would have happened if they would have brought it to Naiv? The Babish would have to be usher. And the Pesukim tell us there are only two places where the Babis are going to be usher. El Habnucha, the El Hanachala. That's a part of the Pesuk. There has to be an interim Zman that the Babis are mutter, and they held it was based on the Xeris HaKosuv, that they could not bring the Aaron to be Mimkaimai. I love this. That's ridiculous. It's a Isaac Halevi in the Sheet and the Doris HaRishayim. You want to, don't know where it is, I can tell you afterwards where it is. But in the Torah of Rishon. But anyway, that's how it was. I mean, those were the facts. The question is why it is like that. I'm sure everybody was wondering in the many decades that every time you heard about this, why is it that Taitaka left the Aaron in Kerisar? Why didn't they bring it? That plenty of time to bring it. But they didn't do it. So, but here again, because of this, because of this reason, so they didn't do it. Now, so of course, what did they do with the Meiser Shady then? All right, so they couldn't bring it to Nov. All right, and therefore, what did they do with it? They got the Mechalit on the Kesef and put it, and they could do that. They made the Kesef, put the Kesef away. But the Kesef is going to be something to do. That Kesef has conditions Meiser Shady. So what is that going to be? So have to do put it away, but they're not gonna have anything to do with it. What it's not telling us is that they were putter from Meister Shady. They're not putter from Meister Behema. There was no place for them to bring the Meister Behema. Doesn't mean they're putter from Meister Behema, but they couldn't bring it. We didn't say they're putter from Meister Behema. See the Pesach Mekudshim Nabi, Rashi says They didn't have to bring it there.
Wow.
Yeah, Reb Shimon, he, maybe it goes like Reb Shimon, who holds Chai V'Sheikov Ulahab's man. They did not bring in Leiva Givite unless, but they bring it behind him, Chairis, by Sir Behema. Let's say I'm Chair, by Sir Behema. So what they do with it? The Aleph Taima, can he unrun the Yale Begilgo? The Kema, the man, like we were before, this plot before. The Kema, the by Sir Behema, Lai Hava Hassam. By Sadugan Nabi, lo baile suyi hasam. Not the way, I mean, Bechilis Gevayt, by Shanissan. Yeah, by Shanissan, lo baile, that was, they had my Sir Shady, but they didn't have to bring it there. Lo baile, so when the, okay, I think, the Iskish Lahadadi, the Ksiv Aser Tiasa. The Armenian, Shtei Maishin, Sarkasa Bintamir. Now, it doesn't say what they did with it. So, they didn't do anything with it. They weren't able to do it. What did they do with the Maishin Behema? They had to wait till, well, Maishin Behema is not a problem. Maishin Behema, they have to wait till it got a mum. Got a mum, so they would be able to eat it. That's not a problem, Maishin Behema. They weren't able to bring it for a carbon.
Separated, I mean,
that's not good. What?
By
Maishin Shani, I mean. Maishin Shani. Meiser Behema is not a problem, but the Meiser Shady would be a problem. Then what happens? They came to Yerushalayim. And now we have how to read the psukim. We've been saying it all along because that's how we were always brought up. But, as we all know, things are rarely the way they seem to be. What? Oh, yeah, you're right. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbanu Rava Maser Maser Sheni Umaser Behema Nechalin Minay Vegevay Ladimrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, now they learned that if you that Maser Sheni and Maser Behema would be Minay Vegevay. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, remember we had Rabbi Yehuda, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, who holds that chayvis of a yachid, were able to be brought on the Baba Gedayla. Not the way the Chachamim, the Rabbi, didn't hold that way. But Rabbi Yehuda held that chayvis, a kavur lahem zman, were able, even a yachid was able to be brought in Gilgal, in the Baba Gedayla. Aye, the Rabbi Bira. What do you mean? Don't you need what? A mikdash? No. She live and I think even a beisay lamin. That served as a makam mikdash. I think even a beisay lamin. Who tani lamu who amar la? La chilas by Sir Shani, Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it's going to be, Nagaya. By the way, and now, for example, we have a Shiloh. If there was a din of Aliyah Laregel in Leivagiva, we have two Shilohs, actually. Did they have a mitzvah of Aliyah Laregel when they, in Shiloh?
Did they have Yom Kippur?
Very good. Al-Khana, the biggest, right, is from Al-Khana.
Oh, no.
And number two, but there was also, was there a mitzvah of Aliyah Laregel in Leivagiva? But of course that, I mean, even everybody clears it, that's a zach, but the Rambam is beferish. The Rambam is a chaperik aleph, halacha aleph, in Beis HaBchira. The Rambam says, because even though the Givah, they had a mitzvah of Aliyah Larengel there even. Everybody had to come, and they had to bring the Kabbadis, the Hanachanabi. It's a little funny, but there in the Kabbadis, it's not so push it. So what the Rambam says in the beginning, now, even though, you have to know, why would, if they would bring the Karbanis in the Baba Gedayla, like Rabbi Yehuda, that would work. Not like the Rabbanin. Because it's a Karban Chaim of a Yachid. Like Rabbi Shimon, it's Kabul Leisvat, that, yeah. But the Rambam is famous that they would bring the Aliyah, that they would have a mitzvah. You have, oh, I think I even have it over here. One second.
Where would they be, by the way?
Wait. Yeah, to Naiv.
In the city.
In Givon. To the, no, to the Mishkan. To the place where it was. That's where they were, yeah. Let me just read over here. Let me just read it. In the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira.
There was no Aron.
There was no Aron. What was it? What there was Kedushas Makom, but they had that. We had a big, we have, I can't do everything, you know, but there's a big shiloh also. What was the Avaidus Kayin Gadol in Nifigiva? Did they have a Kaddish Kadoshim? We have a raya from a Tosefta in Yuma that they had a Kaddish Kadoshim, but there are those who held the part of Yafis, it's a problem. That they had, the Gemara says that there was a Sar Mishtaleah.
But Taisha says that the problem.
The question is that they had the Azaz of the Par and the Sawyer there.
Right.
Because over there, because they didn't really have the Kedusha of Kachay Kachay.
And we says,
he holds that they did not have it, the part of the office, and I think everybody else holds that they did. Well, let me just read the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira, Rambam, do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I'm right in front of you. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Mitzvahs I say, let's read it. Mitzvahs I say, lasos bayis la'ashem. There's a mitzvah to build the bayis la'ashem. Mukhod liyos ba'krivim bo'kabonis. And what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash to build the bayis la'ashem? To bring karbonis. And also, it's a purpose that we have to celebrate there a yontif three times a year. Shenemar v'yosoli migdash. And therefore, ukvar nisparish b'tayra. So the Torah tells us, what do you do because of all this? The Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was only temporary. To be Mekayim, this did of Karbonis, and for Klal Yisrael to come, B'shalosh Pavim Mashonah, Kema Shenichnasu La'aretz, Hamidah B'Mishkan B'Gilgal, that Mishkan was in Gilgal. Arba Esrei Shonah, Shekav Shemachalku, and what did they do in Gilgal? Same thing. U'mishoma L'shilo U'marashah B'ayishal Avonim, U'parasu Yir...
Rebbe, you're on mute. Rebbe, you're on mute. Rebbe, you're on mute.
Rabbi Brown, you're on mute.
No, Rebbe's still on mute.
We lost the last 3 minutes.
No, Rebbe, you're still on mute.
The mute button is on.
Yeah. Ah, there you go, there you go.
All right, remember,
okay, Rebbe, just repeat, he was reading Halacha Beis. Rebbe, you were reading Halacha Beis.
It's from over there that we have it. And the Rambam, that is Mefer Shadei, what brought by Begivine, like we find over there, in the Halacha Aleph and Beis, he was, and it's all going back on what he said in Halacha Aleph, that the purpose is to bring Karbonis and Aliyah Larengo, that he brings right afterwards. They came, there was Gilgal, there was Shiloh, there was Levi-Givai, to comply with that mitzvah that they had to have. So now what? So now it says they came to Yerushalayim to the Rabbanah. The way we were brought up. Like it says, we find Yerushalayim is referred to as Nachala. Yerushalayim is referred to as a Nachla. Haisali Nachlosi, Ki Aryeh Bayar, my Nachla was like a lion in the forest. V'yaymer ho ayet sabua Nachalosi li, li ha ayet saviv ale. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, all references to Yerushalayim, that the Yerushalayim, and that afterwards, they better how to get rid, how to destroy it. Reb Shimon Ahmer, Menuchas of Yerushalayim. Not like this at all, but not like the way we were brought up. Said, Menuchas of Yerushalayim, Nachalas of Shiloh. The opposite. The Ahmer, like it says.
Opposite order.
The opposite order, right. The Ahmer says, Adayat. Yerushalayim is the place of my ultimate makam menucha that I desired. Like it says, Kibocha Hashem b'tziyayim. What's Tziyan? Tziyan is Yerushalayim. Iva l'may shavlo. Bishlev l'mad yam menucha su shilo. Haydin iksev el ab nuchad el anachalot. The sequence, it makes sense. They came to Shilo before Yerushalayim. L'mad yam menucha su Yerushalayim. Nachala, Zushilo, El Hanachala, El Abduchabi Vailai. Then it's saying Abduchab El Hanachala, it should juxtapose them. Pachi Kabar. Lomivai Benucha, the Lomatisu. Not only did you not come to the ultimate Makam of Benucha yet, Nafila Nachala Labi Lomatisu. That's what it means. You didn't come yet. Not only did you not come to the ultimate destination, you didn't go to the temporary one. Tana de Meir Roshu, Zu Vizu Shilo. A whole different way. Zu Vizu Shilo. They both refer to Shilo. And Roshim Ben Yochai, Aymer, Zu Vizu Yerushalayim. We have four ways to read this pasuk. El Abduchad El Anachala. One is the Shilo and Yerushalayim. One is Yerushalayim and Shilo. One is Shilo and Shilo. That is Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. The other way, at least. At least it's two separate places, because it used the word, it used a separate preposition before each destination. Two separate places. On the other hand, let's say it's all the same place. Two separate places. What's the two? L. Menucha Nachla. The Menucha Nachla Mivaisha. Let's say Menucha Vadar and Nachla. Or the other way. Kasha. Bishlai Lamadi Abar. Zubizu. Ma. Shilo. Menucha. Now what? Bishlai Shakarma says Zubizu Shilo. Both are shel menucha means what? The nachal mikibush. That's why it's called menucha. Nachala, the palgu hasam nachlois, and because they divided it up over there. Diksim, like it says, by yichalak la'am yeshua, by yapa la'am gairo, and bishilo al pi Hashem, bishilo al pi Hashem. So they divided it up there. That's why, like we said yesterday, Shiloh, it even said that the sheet, according to the one sheet is, that the Nachla invested in the Chevuk of Binyamin. They're in Shiloh. So, but the Nachla service Israel was done in Shiloh. Didn't wait to Yerushalayim. At what point did they do it? There were 7 years in Shiloh that they divided up Eretz Israel. And there was Enchadami. Where was Shiloh? It was part in that Maglav Yosef, part of the Maglav Binyamin. And Lamad Yomit Uzi Rishalayim, Mishlai Ben Nachala, Nachla Seilomit. It's the everlasting, the eternal Nachala. Ella Menucha, my Menucha, Menucha's Aaron. Well, let's say it's going to be that. It means Menucha, my Menucha, Why is Yerushalayim called the Makam HaMenucha if you hold that way? The Makam of the Aron. Diksev Kidnayach HaArayin. Bishlomo Lamad Yerushalayim Yerushalayim HaMashilo HaMasharia Bamas. Now, let's say you hold that it means both Yerushalayim. It means that until you got to Yerushalayim, the Bamas were mutter, including in Shilo, if you learn like this. It's not Stab HaMachla HaShaila in nomenclature. It's going to be enough gemid. If you learn like that, it means that the bummers were going to be mutter in Shiloh. I didn't say my ikach manaya. That's why my manaya. What did he do, manaya? He built a mizbeach. I don't want to say mizbeach. He built an altar. Manaya.
Manaya.
Manaya says in there. Manaya. Eskidiho izim. He built an altar, but not a mizbeach. But at the babis were usher. Ubabis habasirin. What did Manayach do anyway? What according to us, what would do? How do we learn pshat in Manayach? Let's say that but Shiloh anyway. The babis were usher. So what happened by Manayach? That Berech Adami, technically, would be us. Yeah. Okay, so, therefore, what? That doesn't mean that he doesn't make a Mizbeah. Okay. Mizbeah, Rabbi Yishmael.
Alright.
Very nice. Huh? See, there, Rosh Hashanah has that. You know what his wife's name was?
I knew everything. What was that?
Slyless. No, Slyless? No, it's something I forgot.
Alright.
Mama Basra. I forgot the name.
Oh, I know Basra.
Well, with the Tzaddik.
Rabbi says the Gemara of Basra, it's Tzadik Aleph, but it also happens to be Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Okay.
Yeah, that's everything. Scripture. Rabbi, how come by Gilgal it says Bechol Makim and by Noivin Givain it says Bechol Arei Yisrael? In the Mishnah itself, there's a divergence between Gilgal and Noivin Givain. Is that because in Gilgal they still didn't really have...
The reason is because you could only call B'chol Arei Yisrael where it's already established as being the Arei Yisrael.
Right.
And that's only after Yerusha B'Yeshiva, after the Chalukah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought Rebbe was going to talk to you more
exotic. So, Madi Abizu Mizush of Babis Abrasim, what is Rebbe? Yigach HaRasha, Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, Kerem Shemem Ben Yochai. And the Brisa we learned Tana to Meir Rabbi Yishmael held like Rav Shimon by Yochai, who said that both Menucha and Nachla both refer to Yerushalayim. The same day in the Simon that that's who it was. Mashchi Gavra Legavri. That there was one Shita, one person, one man that drew a whole bunch of people to hold like him. Why? Because this is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who is an individual, and he convinced the whole Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, the whole base of Medrash, to hold like him. Kol HaKodshim. What does it say?
It's part of the Mishnah.
It says in the Mishnah, it said, Kol HaKodshim, they're able to be, let's see what the Mishnah does tell us. Let's say again, Kufyud Beis Amid Beis. Let's go back to the Mishnah again a little bit. Call. What? Call Akutchen. Shehikdisha Mishas Isra Babis. Let's just read the Mishnah again. All Kutchen that they were Magdish at the time of the Isra Babis. He grieved them and he brought them, Bishas Isra Bamas. He bechutz, and he brought them outside the Baba Gedoyl. Harei Elu Biasei Velo Sasei. There's an Asei Velo Sasei for Shchutei Chutz. The Chayavin Alef Karas. And there's Karas also. This is Benavzman of the Isra Bamas, and the full Chaymer. Of the Isra of Shchutei Chutz, there is an Asay and a Lais Asay with a Chayv Karas. On the other hand, Hikdishad Mishas Heter Abomis. Let's say he was Magdish them, Mishas the Heter Abomis. They were Magdish them at Gilgal, and it's left over after they built Shiloh, let's say. So what happens then? He brought the carbon, Bishas Isser Hababis, he brought it outside. Bechutz. Hareilu Biasei Velo Sasei. In that case, he's over the same Essay Velo Sasei, but, Bechayavan Olam Karas. Yeah, alright. Higdishad Bishas Isser Hababis. Now what? A third category. He was Magdishad Bishas Isser Hababis. And he was makriv them b'shas heter abamas. He could do it b'chutz. Harei lo b'yasei. This case, there was an asei. B'yei b'hem lo sasei. But there is no lo sasei. Because at that time, the abamas were mutter. The elu kachim kraven the mishkan. Now, Rashi comes and he tells us over there in the Mishnah. Rashi tells us in the Mishnah, Ba'asei, Ve'vium Hashem. That's how we have an Asei and a Lai Sasei by Shchutei Chutz. Ve'vium Hashem, the Lai Sasei, like, what is the Lai Sasei? Well, we know we have a problem. The Lai Sasei by Shchita is the Machlaikis that we have to learn it from Zerah Shava or a Hekish. But the Isser of Halah B'chutz is learned out from Yishomer Pen V'yal. That we learned that. Like we learned, of course, where you are magdashem bishas heter. You're magdashem bishas heter abavis, and you were brought it outside at the time where it's about Isra abavis. But not Karas. Can you read about Shechet Bamayla in the very beginning? And then we do our Darshan from the Pesukim. All right, now let's take a look at our Gemara now that we have seen the Mishnah again. Call Gasha. Amar of Kahana. Now he says it, that which we learn that there's a chilek, and that we're saying that these are halachas that we have in our Mishnah, it only refers to the shechita. But that which we learn that if he's magnishet bishas heter abamis, and he's makrevit, it's about iser abamis. The krivim Rashi says bishas. Is there ain't and there is no chorus. There is no chorus. He's over an asay and a lais asay, but there is no chorus. That only applies b'makom where he shechted it b'chutz. Rashi says ele mishchita k'dusani b'shechet. Yochol yechay ravad al chorus tamud loymer zayis levein acheres lah, but not by halah. Laishado ele mishchita avol b'halah chorus rabbi b'chayev. B'halah is going to be chayev chorus.
Would it be both?
That doesn't make a difference. No difference. He was Magdish if he did, Mitarech, let's say he did it with them.
Is it following whether he's high on the sleepless foot? Is it following them childhood?
No. No. Well, he's going to be the halal anyway. The halal is going to be high. No. No, because we hold that the did is, we tell Shiloh says he did it by Lila, case like that, where cases like that. But over here, we're talking over here, the shkita was not properly. He did it with them, right? In your case. In your case, you told me, in your case, he did the shkita with them or b'chutz. Okay, so, alright, so that'll be telling you'd be high for the halah. Because that'll be like the case of kmitza, where kmitza followed by a halal that you're chayav according to Rashi. Or that'd be totally that if you're not going to be chayav. What? There is a law for here, there's shechita here. We're talking over here, he did the shechita as Zman Yisrael Bobis.
So
there is a law. We're going good. There is going to be a law by shechita. Now the question is, what happened? So about a law. Now the shechita is going to be a chayav karis by a halal. Allah is more common than shechita in regard to this. In this kind of a case. By time of Yom HaKram, Aleyem Taimar. Al HaSmuchim Taimar. Remember we had that tzad that we rejected also, Daf Kuf Zayin. The one where we said, Va'aleyhem, this is with an aleph or an ayin. The Irparshis that we have, yeah. So here it says, the way it's darshaning over here, it doesn't mean to them, it means on them that we just discussed. Which means what? That it's going on whenever the shechita was done. Ba'alayim taimar ala smuchim taimar. You're going to tell them there's an isra of halah whenever the shechita was done. Maskul Rabba Miksiv va'alayim taimar. We rejected that. Alayim ksiv with an eye, aleph, not with an eye. The eye, Tanya, then we also said something else. Arba klala sayim Reb Shimon Oimer b'kotchim. The kutchim, by 2-4 rules. Higdisha b'shas isra abomis. B'shachat v'hela b'shas isra abomis. B'chutz, harehen b'yaseh v'lo saseh b'yesh b'hed karas. Like we have to finish in the mission. Higdisha b'shas heter abomis. B'shachat v'hela. See that? Bishas, Isra Bobis. Rehim Asay Velasasay. The Ein Bohem Chorus. And there is no chorus, even for the Halah. Higdishon, Bishas, Isra Bobis. Not like the way we just got finished saying. Higdishon, Bishas, Isra Bobis. Bishachat Behela Bechutz. Bishas, Heter Bobis. If he was Magdishna, Bishas, the Isra Bobis. And he was mild there, b'chutz, by the time of the heter abomis. So what did he do wrong? Maybe he didn't do anything wrong. There is no lo sase over here because the makom is a makom heter. The makom he did it, but there's still an asay of what? The heviyum l'ashem, that's how you were magnishit, mitchilu. Bishachat. Let's say he was Bishachat Vehela Bishas Heter Abomas. Potter Biklub. Tufta the Rav Kahana Tufta. Because what do we say here? What did we just got finished saying? That there's no difference between Shechita and Halah. And therefore, even if you did the Halah B'chutz, there's also not going to be a Chiv Karis where you were Magd. It's only a Lab that where you were Magdash Bishas Heter Abomas.
I mean, there's a problem of Tosfos brings early. There's a problem of dichui.
Yeah,
but it's considered b'chusar zman. It's a real problem.
Yeah, maybe I took. We have a lot to do yet. But maybe I'll copyright a little bit over here. But then maybe I'll talk a little bit more. Maybe tomorrow I'll say a little bit more. But let me copyright over here. The elu kodshim. Now, so what do we have? Smicha. Now we have the difference. The difference is between the Babak Gedayla and the Babak Tada. Why? What? Smicha, for example. What else? Kleisharis, Kiddush Adai Braglayim, Bitei Kahuna, Kai Hadim, Nikir, yeah, Matan Sovit. These are differences that we have. Smicha, of course, an Isha, Abadu an Isha. Smicha, Dixim, Lifnei Hashem, Nisobach. Smicha, it has to be Lifnei Hashem. There is no Lifnei Hashem here. Shchita tzofen, shchita tzofen. There's no din of tzofen by the baba. By the baba ktana, there is no din tzofen. We have to talk about this also. It's in tzofena lifnei Hashem. Where is there a din of tzofena lifnei Hashem? Here there's no din of tzofena. Here there's no lifnei Hashem, so there's no din of tzofena. Matan tzoviv shlan shein arba. Diksim, Visarach, Allah, Mizbeach, Savit, on the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, Tanufa, Diksim, Eidivakai, Lifnei Hashem, and Hagosha also the same Diksim, Igisha, Allah, Mizbeach, and this is not the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Eimer, Chababa, he held that, remember the Brisa that we had in Kuf Yud Zayin, there's no Mincha Bababa. Now, so Pashtus is, where is there no mincha by a baba? Pasha by the baba k'tana. That's what we pointed out. That does not mean that. When we talk about the din of a baba k'tana, again, let me just reiterate this. When we talk about the din of a baba k'tana, is that synonymous with a mizbeach? In other words, we call it the baba k'tana. Why? In contrast to the baba k'tana. But there is no halachic significance of it being a baba gedayla in Nivegiven or Gilgal. It's the same thing as the Mizbeach, it's the central carbon. Or you cannot call it the Mizbeach. It has different dinim of a regular Mizbeach.
The
Yisoid Avada it has. That's baba gedayla. Yeah. That which we say that it's not ba'akim, the Yisoid, the Rivuah, the Kikronis, the Kevish, that's only by a baba ketana. Avada, it's going to be marked by the baba gedayla. Maybe it's like the same thing as the Mishkan. Same thing, but it's not like that. What we're saying over here, the way Tosis points it out, and Tosis divrei amaskel, ain mincha b'baba. Ain mincha b'baba refers even to the baba gedayla. A baba gedayla is not synonymous with the set with the mizbeach. A baba gedayla is a different category. It's not the mizbeach. It's not a baba k'tana. It has a separate status of being a baba k'tana. Yeah, whatever, yeah. Rav Yehuda, ain mincha b'baba, Rav Sheshit, l'divri ha'omer, yesh mincha b'baba, yesh eifes b'baba. L'divri ha'omer, ain mincha b'baba, ain eifes b'baba. Why? Zvachim, v'lai benachas. Zvachim, v'lo eifes. Let's say, now, of course, if we were to declare, let's say the din is you're allowed to be menadev yayin. You're allowed to be menadev shemen. You're allowed to be menadev levina. Can you do that in Eitzim? Can you do that in Ababa? The Baba Ktana? Even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but if the drasha is zvachim, velo ifis, zvachim, velo menachis, the navada, it means this too. That's pashut. There is a midrash kovet. That's Simon on these things. And he says like that, I think it's, I don't even see a makim to dingzach at all on the Mikdashlavit for that. For the reasons that we have to exclude Eifis and Mincha, the other components that you also bring that are not Zvachim. These things will not be shayach by Obama. Kayin, the Kayin, the Ksim, the Zarak HaKayin. Where? It's talking about Zarak HaKayin. Zarak HaKayin, where is that? Again, Rashi over here tells us, the Zarak HaKayin, where? When you do it in the Mizbeach, Lifnei Hashem. Again, Rashi here brings it, says it. No. Zarak HaKayin, yeah, where it says, here we have the guy, the bus. Vizarak ha-kayin is adab, al-bizmach ha-shem, pesach ha-yomayid. Vihikta ha-chelem, derech, lichayach la-shem. That's talking in the ha-yomayid. not other places. Yeah, all right. That is the Shechitas Chutz. Okay. Then we have another thing. Bizarak HaKayin. HaKayin, it seems that the Sharis Bakaydish. Uklay Sharis. Actually, Sharis of Bakaydish. Often there's no din of Klay Sharis. Look, there's such thing as Klay Sharis. By a Baba. Lerechli Chayach, either. What is the din of Rechli Chayach? That when you do it, it has to be fresh, the fresh meat. It can't be something you had roasted before. Tiksim the Rech, Nishayach LaHashem. That's the problem that we have by Nayach. Because by Nayach's carbon, it says that he brought it to Rech Nishayach. How can he bring it to Rech Nishayach? Nayach's carbon is the template for Obama. And it says that he brought it to Rech Nishayach. How does that work? By the way, that's also a Meshach Chachma. That the carbon of Nayach says L'Rech Nichayach. And Nayach is the template for the whole din of the carbon Bama. What did Nayach bring? He brought a Bama. And it said he brought it to L'Rech Nichayach. It's not the L'Rech Nichayach by a Bama.
What were you the Malika? You the Malika or Shkita by the Eifus?
If you held that, you can do that. So then, I mentioned from Rabitzel. Rebitzel holds, according to the Ma'abar who holds, and it gets totally out of Gemara, and the Gemara of Mesmet Mekadosh, Rebitzel, that even if you hold like the Ma'abar who holds, Yesh Mincha Mabama, Yesh Shaifis Mabama, you would do a Shechita, you would not do a Malika. And why, the reason is, because the reasons that we spoke in Mesmet Mekadosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
very name,
there's a lot of people arguing with him. The Chitza, Bedabim, Nixi, Vaisan, Reshes, Hatzatzi, Amizbeach, it's only about the Mizbeach. And Rizlis Yodayim V'raglayim Nitzim V'kar Masar Malam Mizbeach. Yechatzu. And I'm Rabbi Machaloi Shana Al Mekotche Baba. Baba Ktada, V'ikrivim Baba Ktada, Aval Mekotche Baba Ktada, that he brought them to Karvinu Baba Gedayla, then it's different. You can't do that. If you brought them in a Baba Gedayla Yeshchitzoi, then it does not apply all these things. This is a very big problem. We have a pasuk of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that it does not apply by a baba, even though we just established that you don't need a kohen, you can have a zar. What's the psul of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? The bad is the same thing. We're going to have a pasuk. You don't have to have big day kahuna. Of course you don't have to have big day kahuna. What happens if a person does a shavish without big day kahuna? It's chayim because I'm Zaris. Here there's no din Zaris. Why would I think that there's a din of big day kahuna? Why would I think there's a din of kiddush adayim for aglayim? And avo mikotche baba here, but baba gedayim liyish kitzoy. Basim rabba chosim is shayk. Chumislav make taida. Nayakim baba gedayim la mikotche baba gedayim liyayim mikotche baba gedayim. Ema. That means what? Kutche. Not even the, you're doing it. Even the kutche where it's, wherever it's done. The sheb carbon is kutche babaktada. Eman hagi babaktada, ein hagi babaktada. Don't use the word kutche. It's just that there is a din of chazam a shaykh where you're doing it. Not in, you're, where you're doing the set, that carbon bifnim. In the azara, it's different than when you're doing it b'chutz. Even though the carbon was hugdash mitchila to be brought b'chutz, nikin diavri aber rabbi bar chavalai shana wala bekod shei baba gedayla, vehikriva baba gedayla, amal bekod shei baba ktada, aval gav the carvino baba gedayla, ein chitzoi. That then, so we have a big machloikis over here, whether the dinam of a baba ketana will apply where you happen to have brought the carbon. That was Hugdash for that, and you brought it in the Baba Gedayla. The Messiah lay chazim shaykin shumas lach by tayin egim a kutchei Baba Gedayla. Yei noyagid, they're not noyag by the kutchei Baba Gedayla. Karbadis that were Hugdash per Baba Gedayla. No, it's no raya, maybe we just change it. Ema noyagim a Baba Gedayla, ein egim a Baba Gedayla. The plea of the Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, oilas. Bamas yachid shechnisa bifnin. Well, this we'll pick up with Sashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.